places in the dimension of sound where the walls between universes are thin. In these fragile pockets of static lies the ability to hear the alternate realities of millions of maybe people in countless could-be worlds, where the status quo is different from our own. With a keen ear and an open mind, we may tune in to these sound waves of the strange, the bizarre, and the otherworldly. They are the hidden frequencies.
Good evening. This is Mick Wingert. This evening, the Hidden Frequencies will take you inside the digital world of one online gaming community. Meet Alyssa Tesler, a young woman who is an avid fan and player of the online role-playing game, Guildstones. There is no quest she hasn't undertaken, and there is nothing in the game she hasn't done. However, when her online guild informs her that she's missed a limited-time player event, Alyssa finds herself in crisis. As the fear of missing out threatens to overpower her, is there anything Alyssa won't do to have a good game?
The tomb is clear of elemental residue, so the alchemy beast will unleash a rain of dark fire.
I've got my lightning elite strike ready.
I'm gonna need a heal here.
No time, just respawn.
Its scale armor is down. Go now!
Oh, finally!
Good game, everyone.
Yeah, GG.
Alyssa, that Lightning Elite was well-timed. I love watching those thunderbolts rain down.
I'd been sitting on it. Soaked up a bunch of his splash damage thanks to my obsidian hammer build.
That's some high-end gear. How many hours have you poured into Guildstones?
A few hundred.
I would have thought it was a few thousand. I live with you. You're always on.
What do you care? You're always at your boyfriend's.
That's right, she is. She's here now.
Yep, hanging out at his mom's place.
Rent is expensive.
That's why there are jobs.
I wish I lived near all you guys. I bet it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're a real blast.
Hope everyone got some decent loot dropped as a reward.
I got junk.
I'll take it.
Let's see what I got. Oh, I did all right. Here's a heartstring hilt. It's a component for our legendary weapon.
Wow, grats. That's super rare. Wish I had that kind of luck in the Black Dawn event.
Yes! Black Dawn looks great! So this raid has been fun, but GG, I gotta go do that event before it closes.
Black Dawn? It's over.
No. Exclusive events always run for 48 hours.
Except for this one. Black Dawn had some ridiculous loot and a unique title for scoring enough cumulative XP, so they limited it to 36 hours. It finished 2 hours ago.
No. No. I was at work all weekend. I didn't get to even log on until today.
Sorry. FOMO is real, gamer girl.
No, I don't FOMO, Lauren. I don't ever have fear of missing out because I never miss anything in Guildstones.
Except this.
Come on, Black Dawn wasn't that great.
I need that title.
Don't you have all the other titles?
Except this one. I need it. I will get it.
Black Dawn is over. You missed out. Accept it.
I don't. Guildstones.blog. Exclusive Black Dawn event with unique title and rewards closes after 36 hours. Don't miss out. Ah! This is not fair! How could they change the event schedule? They should make it accessible! There has to be a way. I could hack it, but hacking an online game is nearly impossible. I don't know anyone who could do it. Except, I wonder if... like that on the servers Lauren uses. She frolics through the dark web and never has any trouble. I can take a peek. None of these hacks would allow me to redo the event. Oh, maybe this is stupid. Wait a second. GG. Good game? Okay. Good game mimics an online environment by pirating the cached data of a friendly player. So it steals the memory of the event from another computer. This should work. Oof. It's complicated. This might take a while to install. Whew! That was time-consuming. Let's see if it worked.
I am Corinna North, Queen of the Xerix. Welcome to Guild Stones.
Looks like the hack is stable. What next? To reactivate the terminated event, you must defeat a player in player versus player. Beating them in PvP will drop a token to access one of their earlier events. So I need to take someone down in a match. Well, I've come this far. Let's see who's up for some PvP.
Alyssa, you're back.
Hey, Christopher. Sorry for rage quitting. I nearly broke my laptop.
Don't worry about it. Missing Black Dawn sucks. You talk to Lauren?
No. Looks like she's offline.
She and Ryan logged off to continue their conversation.
Did they start fighting again?
Yep.
Well, how about we try some PvP?
I don't think I stand a chance against your obsidian hammer build.
Oh, come on! I'm trying out a new armor build!
Sure, what the hell. Where to?
I know just the place.
Battle Arena in the Forgotten Forge.
All right, here we go.
Storm spheres. Pretty cool, right? Oh, those are hard to dodge.
Thanks. What special new build are you using?
I'll tell you after I win. With my corrupted hawk!
Oh, too mean. That took a lot of my health.
Yeah, I gotta be careful. I can actually take myself out with that one.
If only that would happen. This is going exactly how I imagined.
Nah, you're holding your own.
I try. I'm glad you guys joined my guild. It's cool that we've all become friends just from playing.
Thanks for being our guild leader.
Some guild follower you are. I see that corrupted hawk coming back. You're about to take me...
Christopher? You just dropped out of voice chat right as I won the fight. I'll text him later. First, let's see if this hack worked. Yes! A soul token! That would be the hack. I've never seen anything like that before. The instructions said to active type good game. Okay. This is a list of all the events Christopher has done. And there is Black Dawn. Perfect. Now I can do the event.
No prophecy warned us. No scholars predicted it.
This intro is amazing.
The curse that washed up on our shores brought horrors we never imagined. Who could stop Black Dawn?
This is going to take some time.
Your harbors are lost, and now I shall take your city.
I haven't been playing for an hour to lose now.
The Black Dawn rises.
I don't think so, you swirling undead sea witch. I don't care how cool looking you are. You are going down.
Thanks to our hero, the Tempest of the Black Dawn was defeated. but our people would never be the same.
That was a lot of undead crustaceans. Ooh! I got a Calipid blade! Looks like a giant crab claw. Oh, but that wasn't even half of the XP I need to get the title. I'll have to redo the event to get the full credit. But the soul tokens are single use, and the instructions said a player could only drop one. I wonder if anyone else is online.
Hey, Alyssa.
Hi, Ryan. Where's Lauren?
She said she was going home. She'll probably be there soon.
You guys fighting again?
Affirmative. She might actually be done with the whole relationship thing.
Oh. Sorry.
Maybe I should come over and talk some more?
Probably not tonight. I'm in the doghouse too. I'll do some extra apologizing for you when she gets home.
I'll take any help I can get.
Well, in the meantime, you want to do some PvP?
Why not? It's not like I'm winning anywhere else.
Battle arena in the Forgotten Forge.
Good luck. Have fun.
Nice, Corrupted Hawk. You live dangerously. That thing can kill you quicker than your target.
Don't fear the Corrupted Hawk. It's your friend.
No thanks. Hey, you remember Austin?
Christopher's little brother? Yeah, he's played with us a few times.
I follow him on Twitter. Just before you logged on, I saw that they took Christopher to the hospital.
Wait, what? Why didn't you lead with that?
Yeah, sorry, it was like an hour ago.
Why?
They found him at his computer. It was like he'd had a seizure or something. He was just staring blankly at the screen. Austin apparently freaked out and they rushed him off.
What was on the computer?
Nothing. He said it was a blank, white screen.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up. But I'm about to win this match. Catch my cascading arrows!
Oh yeah, I really fell behind there. Gotta do something.
Did you just bring the Calipid blade out of your inventory?
Yes.
But that's exclusive gear for Black Dawn. How did you...
Ryan? Ryan!
While Alyssa contemplates what's become of her online guild members, we'll take a few minutes to update you on the Hidden Frequencies podcast. This episode of the Hidden Frequencies is brought to you live from KatsuCon 2020! And is presented courtesy of our merch store at threadless.com. Show your support for this unique and one-of-a-kind horror anthology by sporting one of our custom-designed and printed Hidden Frequencies logo tees. Go to thehiddenfrequencies.threadless.com. That's thehiddenfrequencies, all one word, .threadless.com. Every purchase you make not only supports our show financially, but helps to spread the word about our podcast. With a total of more than 100,000 downloads and counting, The Hidden Frequencies Season 1 and 2 are still going strong. Speaking of Season 2, I'd like to take a brief moment to remind you that all our episodes this season are coming to you live from pop culture events and conventions across America. If you have an interest in bringing The Hidden Frequencies to your local convention, email us at thehiddenfrequenciespodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you're not already following the Hidden Frequencies podcast on social media, make sure to follow us on both Instagram and Twitter under the handle @THFrequencies. You can also search for the Hidden Frequencies on Facebook for our page and our fan group. And don't forget to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you hear your favorite shows. And now, let's return to Miss Tesler's apartment to find out more about her mysterious game hack in the conclusion to Good Game.
Ryan? It disconnected again, right as I won. Dropping the voice chat must be a side effect of the hack. Oh, a new soul token. Maybe I should text Ryan before I use it. But he's gonna start asking questions about the Kelipid blade. I'll just explain it all after I have the title. Yeah. I just need to do the event one more time while this hack is still working. But what if it messed up his computer? Or what if he's gone blank too, like Christopher? Nah, that's stupid. Whatever happened to Christopher was a coincidence. Once I have this title, I'll check in with both of them. So yeah, to activate the soul token, I type good game.
No scholars predicted it. The curse that washed up on our shores brought horrors we never imagined.
Dead crustaceans.
Who could stop Black Dawn?
Phew, that was the last wave. Now the final boss battle, and I'll be done with the event. This is actually tough for the second time. I think I'm getting tired.
Your horrors are lost, and now I shall take your city. The Black Dawn rises.
Ooh. You are still playing Guildstones?
Yeah,
Black Dawn, what did you... Did you hack the game?
No!
You did.
Thanks to our hero, the Tempest of the Black Dawn was defeated.
Mm-hmm. You did hack the game. But you know, Guildstones can ban you for that. No wonder you're not answering the question.
I really would like to tell you I told you so, but I'm not a sore winner.
Whatever. I'm impressed. Don't gloat.
Oh, I got another Kelipid blade! Ooh, but I'm just a few shy of the title. Ooh, I'll have to do another PvP.
Why?
That's the hack. I found it on one of your servers.
One of my servers. You give me way too much credit. There's a lot of messed up stuff out there. You sure you didn't download a virus?
It's been really stable. It seamlessly copies the memories of other players. I beat Christopher and Ryan in PvP to collect soul tokens, and then I could access any of their events.
Wait, how does it do that?
I don't know.
You probably shouldn't be playing around with that.
That's kind of hypocritical.
Why? I would never do a hack like that.
Well, then check it out. I need to do it just one more time. Do some PvP with me?
Pass.
Please, I'll buy you a new computer if it breaks it.
Oh, yeah, right. No, I'm good.
Hey, come on. I'm sorry I freaked out earlier.
I don't care. It's just Ryan and I broke up.
Yeah, he told me. He wanted to come over.
Did you tell him no?
I told him no.
God, such a Klingon. And by that, I mean he clings on to things, not that he's like Worf's cousin or whatever.
You know what helps you forget about ex-boyfriends? PvP with your roommate.
Okay, fine. One match. But I get to choose the location and the type of PvP.
Sure, totally. Anything you want. I just need to win.
Okay, I'll log on now. You don't need the whole couch. Scoot over.
I am Corinna North, Queen of the Xerix. Welcome to Guildstones.
Okay, here we go. I'm inviting you to the match.
Accepted.
Battle Arena in the Valley of Blood.
Wait, there are other players in here. What kind of match did you set up?
The only PvP I find remotely interesting. Battle Royale. 100 players, last one standing, wins.
Lauren, I just need to beat you in PvP.
Well, now you need to beat all of us. Here we go. Guildstones needs to, balance you on your corrupted hawk. It is way too powerful. That guy never saw it coming.
99 left. Using your staff of the damned?
Yep. And? Got one.
Nice. I just got three more. They were fighting each other and I caught them with my solar flare.
Yeah, good for you.
I just got two more, and I'll let you know when my lightning elite strike is ready.
Shh, I'm fighting. Brian's mom is calling me.
It's probably Ryan.
Yeah, I'll be sending that one a voicemail.
And I took out two more guys. I'm coming for you, Lauren.
I'm gonna listen to the voicemail.
We're in the middle of the match.
I am hiding. You will never find me.
Camper.
Quiet. I'm listening. It's actually Ryan's mom. Something's wrong. Listen.
Hi, Lauren, sweetie. It's Ryan's. It's Catherine. It's Ryan's mom. Please call me back as soon as you can. Something's happened, and Ryan isn't... You were just over here, and he was fine, and then... I don't know what you two talked about, but he is not moving. He's just sitting in front of his computer. He's not moving. The screen is wide, and he's not moving.
Well, do you think this is, some stunt to get me to call him? Alyssa. Alyssa, are you okay?
That's what happened to Christopher.
You look like you're about to throw up. What are you talking about?
Hold on. Let me hide in this basin. Okay. I beat Christopher in PvP and voice chat went dead. Later, Austin tweeted that he was staring blankly at a white screen.
What?
I did PvP against Ryan and the line went dead too. I figured it was a side effect of the hack.
That hack. Alyssa, how many players have you defeated in this battle royale?
21.
Open your inventory.
There are 21 new soul tokens.
I think you downloaded something far worse than a hack.
It's just a hack. It said it captures memory files from other players.
I don't know how, but it is capturing their actual memories. You've been harvesting people's consciousness in those soul tokens.
Okay. I'll just forfeit the match. It's not letting me.
Okay, I'll quit. The command is not working.
2 minutes remain.
No one is left on this map. They took each other out. We're the only two left.
And there are no ties in Battle Royale. It forces a sudden death match. The Valley of Blood just gets smaller and smaller, and we get weaker and weaker until the one with the lowest health dies.
Okay. Then... you kill me, and all the soul tokens will go back to where they belong.
Why would that happen?
If I die, then the hack should go in reverse, and everything can go back to the way it was.
What is this, a cartoon? You just ripped another person's brains out and stored it as an in-game trophy. Why would that work in reverse?
30 seconds.
Well, then, think of something quick.
I don't know the first thing about whatever it is that you've downloaded.
You're the hacker!
Why would you think it works like that? Why couldn't you just accept that you missed out on Black Dawn? Why did I agree to play with you? And screw you if you think you're gonna steal my soul!
No. No, I'm not. If you won't attack me, then I'll target myself.
That's your corrupted hawk.
Good game.
Alyssa! Alyssa!
But our people would never be the same.
Going up?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Lauren.
Hi, Nurse Santos.
You visiting with Alyssa today?
Every
Saturday.
It's nice of you to come by so regularly. Talking to coma patients really helps them come out of it.
Yeah, that's what they say.
You've been coming around for so long. I've always wanted to ask. That necklace you're wearing, is it a USB stick?
Sure is.
Got some top secret info on there?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Well, have a nice visit.
Hey, Alyssa? See, you're still resting? At least they seem to be taking care of you in here. They all think that you're in there somewhere, but we know the truth, don't we? What is wrong with you? How could you mess with shit on the dark web that you know nothing about? I mean, whatever. Your guess ended up being half right. When you lost the match, you did drop everyone's soul tokens. But unfortunately, they didn't go back to their users. They just sat there, waiting to be collected, shimmering and spinning in place like freaking Mario coins. 98 people. 98. All gone. Christopher, Ryan, gone. Just because you had a fear of missing out. Oh, and thanks for killing Guildstones while you were at it. They announced today that the servers were permanently shut down. Anyway, I'm sick of coming down here just to look at this husk. Just wanted to show you your body one last time. I mean, your soul and the souls of all of the others that you killed with your FOMO are now on this thumb drive around my neck. And hell if I know how to get them back into your body. So, when we go home, I'm just gonna stick you in a drawer and hope to forget about you. All this pain, Alyssa, all this loss, just so you wouldn't have to miss an event. So yeah, good game.
On this episode of The Hidden Frequencies, you heard Good Game by Kevin Miller, directed by Mick Wingert. Our cast included Morgan Berry as Alyssa, Jeremy Lee as Lauren, Mike McFarland as Christopher, and Bryce Pappenbrook as Ryan, with additional performances by Addison Peacock, Jenny Okobori, and Caitlin Robrock. Opening theme and incidental music by Brandon Boone. The Hidden Frequencies is copyright 2020 by Wacky Title Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved. No duplication or reproduction of this audio program is permitted without the written consent of Wacky Title Productions, Inc.